Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth-busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So, let's talk smiles and get started. Everybody, I am Dr. Catrice Austin, cosmetic dentist to the stars, and today I want to talk about one of the most requested cosmetic dentistry procedures on the market today, professional teeth whitening, and is it worth it? Over the past 24 years, I've helped some of the biggest celebs in the game with their smiles, like Cardi B, Wendy Williams, and Anthony Anderson. I want you guys to stick around to the end of this video because, baby, today I'm gonna tackle some of your most frequently asked questions that I get about how to achieve a wider smile with professional teeth whitening. You'd be surprised how many people let their discolored and stained teeth hold them back from just smiling freely every day, or smiling in their profile pictures, networking with their colleagues or even potential clients, or showing their smiles during their in-person meetings or their Zoom business meetings. Many people don't do anything to improve the color of their smiles because they simply just don't know what whitening options are available, or they just question if teeth whitening even works. If you are one of these people, my goal today is to help you get that beautiful, confident, pearly white smile that you've been dreaming of. So let's get into it. How do dentists or your certified teeth whitening specialist whiten teeth? The first thing that you guys need to know is that your tooth has two layers. The outer enamel layer, which is naturally white. This is the area that shows in your smile. And then underneath that, you have the yellow layer, which is called dentin. It's naturally yellow. The darker the color of your teeth, the stronger the product we'll need to use on them to get them whiter. Most of the over-the-counter products sold in stores and online don't quite have enough of the active ingredient, which is hydrogen peroxide, to penetrate through the enamel to get to that yellow layer to get the yellow out. They may have anywhere between 1 to 10% hydrogen peroxide, so many people find themselves spending tons of money on store-bought products that will never work for the color of their teeth. When you visit a dentist or a teeth whitening specialist, we'll have the right products that are strong enough to get the yellow out. In most instances, it'll take about an hour, and we use anywhere between 16% and 25% teeth whitening gels in our offices. Okay, so here's how it works in 5 easy steps. Step 1 is the exam and color analysis. We'll examine your teeth and make sure that your teeth are healthy and that you are a candidate for whitening. We'll document the starting color of your teeth with a tooth color chart and take before photos. Step 2 is the protection. We'll use a cheek retractor device to get your lips and your cheeks away from your teeth. We don't want any of that hydrogen peroxide gel to get on any of your soft tissues surrounding your teeth. Step 3, we're going to apply the hydrogen peroxide gel directly to all of the teeth that show on your smile. We'll use the stronger gel, so we'll have to monitor you throughout the procedure to make sure your teeth whitening experience is safe and comfortable. Step 4, we're going to activate the LED light. Your teeth whitening professional will use a LED lamp, which is used to accelerate the whitening process. You'll sit underneath the light for about 15 to 20 minutes. And after that 15 to 20 minutes, the gel is removed and a new batch is applied. And the process is repeated either 3 to 4 times, depending on what whitening system your dental professional or teeth whitening specialist is using. And it will usually take an hour. And finally, for step 5 comes the after photos. We'll analyze the color of your teeth, take your after photos and see how well you did, and then we'll give you your aftercare instructions, and I'll talk more about this later.
Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Catrice Austin, cosmetic dentist to the stars and host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Now, if you are tired of having yellow teeth and you have stains that just won't go away, I've got the perfect solution for you. My new book, How to Get Whiter Teeth Fast, gives you expert tips, proven whitening methods, and insider secrets to keep your smile bright. Don't waste money on products that don't work. Get your copy today and start your journey to a whiter smile.
Does teeth whitening damage the tooth's enamel? The answer is no. There's a myth out there that the whitening can strip the enamel and weaken your teeth, and that is false, guys. The active ingredient is hydrogen peroxide in the teeth whitening gel, and all it does is it penetrates through the enamel's pores, it gets into that yellow layer, it foams up and does a deep cleaning, and that gets the yellow layer brighter, so that overall you have a brighter smile. I'm happy to share that when you choose a teeth whitening professional that has been properly trained, that knows how to properly evaluate your teeth to make sure that they're healthy and they use the right products, the teeth whitening procedure is totally safe for your tooth's enamel. So another frequently asked question that I get about teeth whitening is, will teeth whitening cause any sensitivity? Well, not everyone experiences tooth sensitivity with teeth whitening, but it is one of the possible temporary side effects that can occur when you whiten your teeth professionally or even whiten them at home. While the peroxide is working on the inside of your teeth underneath the tooth's enamel where the yellow color is located, there's a possibility that the nerve, which is also underneath the enamel, underneath that dentin layer, may feel the hydrogen peroxide working its cleaning magic. You could possibly feel a sensation that's similar to eating cold ice cream on your teeth during the procedure, up to 24 to 48 hours top, and then it all goes away when the pores close up. If you happen to be nervous about feeling sensitivity while whitening your teeth, I can certainly give you some practical tips on how to prepare for whitening, like brushing with a sensitive formula toothpaste for a few weeks before you do the whitening. And what that's going to do is put a protective layer over the nerve so that your nerve endings don't get stimulated by the peroxide working inside your teeth. This is just one of the many tricks that I recommend to help my clients have a comfortable whitening experience. Another big question that I get about teeth whitening is, how much does teeth whitening cost? The cost of teeth whitening can vary tremendously throughout the United States depending on the region, the city, and even the zip code of the whitening business. The experience and training of the teeth whitening specialist will also dictate the fees. Licensed dentists or dental hygienists may charge between $300 and $1,000 for a one-hour whitening session. Non-licensed dental industry professionals like dental assistants may be able to charge anywhere between $75 to $200 per hour. That also goes for your beauticians, your estheticians, and anyone that's performing the whitening service as a non-dental professional. Just keep in mind, guys, that cheap is not always good. Always ask about the training experience before selecting your teeth whitening professional. The next question is, how long does professional teeth whitening take? The teeth whitening procedure takes about 1 hour of chair time with the gel on the teeth and sitting underneath the LED light. Your provider may need about 15 minutes to 30 minutes of preparation time and to give you those post whitening instructions so you know exactly what to do after you leave the office. How long does the teeth whitening results last? Well, unfortunately, teeth whitening does not last forever, guys. Touch-ups may be needed after 6 months, up to 2 years after, depending on how you maintain your smile.
Another huge question that I get about teeth whitening is, how do you keep your teeth white after your whitening session? Well, if you want to maintain a whiter smile for as long as possible after your whitening session, you will need to practice good habits. And I have three things that I need you to do. Number one, recognize and even minimize the culprits that could be staining your teeth, like consuming coffee, tea, dark colas, dark wines, dark berries, and even smoking. Number two, using the proper tools are key. I highly recommend that you use something like this. This is a high-power sonic toothbrush, and pick up a water pick. When you use these two powerful tools together, baby, it's like a car wash for your smile. Number three, there are some products that you can purchase on the market, like activated charcoal. It's amazing for keeping the stains off your teeth and your smile bright. There's also some recipes that you can do at home with products that you probably already have in your kitchen or bathroom cabinets. I'm going to be sharing those resources with you in another video. Also, if you really want to keep your teeth white for as long as possible, make sure that you see your dentist every 6 months. What they're going to do is remove the plaque, the hard tartar, and even the stains that you didn't remove at home properly. So overall, is it worth it to get your teeth professionally whitened? My answer is absolutely. Procter & Gamble did a teeth whitening study, in fact, and here's what they found. 58% of the people in the study were more likely to get hired, and 53% got higher salary offers after their teeth had been whitened. The study also found that people wanted to date the participants 54% more of the time after their teeth had been whitened. And another survey revealed that 96% of American adults believe that having an attractive smile makes you more appealing to the opposite sex. I say that having a white smile makes you more confident, happier, and more successful in every area of your life. If you've been thinking about having whiter teeth and you want to see if you are a candidate for teeth whitening so you don't have to waste money on products and services that may not be right for you, please click on the link below in the description box and I'll be happy to take a look at your smile at no cost, guys, to help you make the right teeth whitening choice for your smile. If you enjoyed this video and want to continue to see more cosmetic dentistry goodness, please make sure to subscribe, turn on those notifications, and like the videos that bring value to you so that I know what you like and I can continue to bring more of what you're looking for. Until then, bye.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.